Well, I don't mind using a credit card as long as you pay it off every month. The thing with a credit card is, don't use your regular money. Use your credit card and then use your regular money to pay off your credit card every month. If you do that, you're fine. If you use both of them, you're going to be underwater really quickly, along with paying the interest on that, which right now some of them are over 30%. That ain't too hot. Because I use my credit card for everything because I get the points on it, but I also pay it off every month, too. I also check my balance and bounce out my check every day, too, which my wife thinks I'm a nut job for doing that, but I do it every day. And that's how I found out there were some erroneous transactions when we went to our family reunion about a couple months ago, because I saw some charges to something called Summit One Vanderbilt in New York and WCS Zoos and Aquarium. I'm like, where the HE double hockey six fees come from? And that ruined my whole trip. Luckily, I had another credit card with me because I had to cancel that one, or else my erroneous charges would have kept on coming. And Chase wasn't no help, but they did reverse the charges and issued me a new card. But while I was down there on vacation, I had to use my other card, which wouldn't give me no points, and that kind of ruined my whole trip. So credit cards are good if you know how to use them. Balance out your checkbook, and if you can't buy five of them, don't buy it. That's my philosophy with that. And politics and religion, I don't talk about that over the air, and I don't talk about it at work. My wife doesn't like me because of that, so with that, I'm going to hand it over to Jay.